Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one here are the before and after pictures of Sarah Kerrigan. Why did she get all that plastic surgery and try to make herself look black or Latina now? It's like willingly lowering your sexual marketplace value for some reason, thinking that you're going to go up in value. I don't know who this even is. Looks like some random video game actress or something like that. Can someone please help me out? Obviously, whoever she is, she looks a lot better with light skin. Moving on, here's another story about the sad state of affairs in Jeetland. These teachers were sent 15,000 books to give away for free to poor children, and instead they sold them for scrap for around 7 to 8 cents a pound. This is the corruption in India, where people are willing to throw others under the bus to get ahead, and they don't seem to care about the public good. The best example of that is the cleanliness between public and private spaces. Number three, looks like there might not be any more fat people in Canada as Novo Nordisk, the maker of the drug Ozempic, failed to pay their patent fees. And now generic drug companies will start manufacturing it too. But people don't realize how much it promotes muscle wasting and other side effects, including blindness. Looks like Canada is going to have some serious problems with people going blind too, as the drug brings in sudden and permanent blindness in some. Up next, people are saying that Jennifer Lawrence has figured it out, that criticizing Trump just rips the country apart. I think there's more to it than this. I think she's only saying this because she's old and her attention is running out, and she's trying to stay relevant. Maybe she learned from the immortal words of the Democrat Michael Jordan from the 90s. When he was asked why he didn't speak out more politically, he said that even Republicans buy shoes. Number five, back before all the cartel violence in Mexico, Canadians were told to go to the country instead of America, because it had better weather and better golf. And look how well that ended, with Canadians having to flee back to Canada because of violence. The Canadian government and media propagandists are doing everything they can to stop Canadians from heading to the States. I guess now that Mexico's unsafe, that's why they got us visa-free travel to China. Even though the official government site says China's dangerous too. Moving on, here's the future for Americans if they follow the lead of Canada and import tons of Indians. This one was sentenced to 18 years in prison for scamming seniors out of their precious metals. He came in and overstayed on a student visa. Eventually, people will just stop doing business with them. They don't feel guilty doing it because they have no guilt-based morality. Recently, I thought about swapping one of my plates for an identical one that was in better shape at an Airbnb that I stayed in, and I couldn't because my Christian programming ended up kicking in. Number 7, here's what happens when you make a woke white woman your CEO. Cracker Barrel stock price is down 79% over the last 5 years. Microsoft Gaming and many other gaming companies that have just taken on female CEOs are about to learn the same lesson. Here she is, and considering that she's a woman, you'd think they'd have better food, but it's absolutely awful. She wiped out $500 million in stock value and she still gets to keep her job as CEO. Women fail up. Up next, here's what emotional women do. She fled from Afghanistan, where she couldn't be in government. And now that she's in the government in Australia, she's telling Aussies to leave the country if they don't like her culture. How about if they just send her back to Afghanistan instead? I think that would be far more fitting. Whatever happened to the days when people moving to the West had to assimilate? I had to learn English and couldn't dress like an Eastern European peasant. If people don't assimilate, then send them back. Number 9, here's proof that spending 5 grand as a woman can make you a multimillionaire. Yes, but only if you're already thin. Fatsos can't even get away with this. Only flatsos. One of my celebrity crushes, if she got an implant and a gingivectomy to correct too much of a gummy smile, I'd be all over that because she's feminine and she also has my respect for being creative. I'd end my 10-year single streak to be with her if she does those things. Hell, I'd even pay for her to do them. The simp that I am. Moving on, this woman shares her story about how she selected a lot of high-quality men in her 20s. And told herself that she wouldn't settle for less. What she means is that she smashed her way through a bunch of Tyrones hoping to get commitment from one of them, but none of them wanted to put a ring on it. So now she's 41 and alone. Women suffer from loneliness more than men do, because in a state of nature, women alone never would have survived. So they have to medicate themselves to calm down. Number 11, here's the state of women these days. They want to help the poor, but they don't want to spend their own money doing it, but instead men's. That way they get the virtue signal while also keeping their own wealth. They're technically doing it by feminizing Western governments and getting them into debt to help the starving children of Ooga Booga Land. Women are natural born socialists, and the problem is they always run out of other people's money. A woman, Margaret Thatcher, said that. Up next, here's Billie Eilish. That's either a fake photo because her chest is square-shaped, or it's a really old photo because she got pretty fat. If she wasn't so chesty in real life, I doubt that anyone would watch or listen to her except, of course, all her lesbian fans and teeny boppers. That's the majority of her live audience. She also appears to be Taylor Swift adjacent. Remember, guys, then makeup is one hell of a drug. I feel sorry for that good boy. I can see the pain in his eyes. Number 13, here's the difference in population between Europe and Africa. In 1900, Europe had the population of three Africas, and in 10 years, Africa will have the population of three Europes. What happens next? Will they overrun Europe and take it because they can't build advanced civilizations of their own? Hopefully Eastern Europe doesn't let them in, and I can go back there once whites are no longer the majority in America, Canada, and Western Europe. I just don't want to live under Jeet rule. Moving on, here's what Xbox games look like before women held positions of power in the company. Women don't just see games. They see these 3D-generated hotties as intersexual competition. And that's why they replaced them with ugly ones. But for whatever reason, they don't see women doing corn as competition because they see those women as devaluing their sexual marketplace value. And that means more chats for the women that get to keep their notch counts a secret. But AI corn might be something that they'll try and stop because it doesn't benefit them in any way. Number 15, that looks like one homely looking man. I mean, ma'am. This trans woman says that she will sue a tech firm after its facial recognition software identifies her as a male. And if it was in Canada, she'd probably win millions of dollars. For some reason, this meme reminds me of her predicament. The software didn't misgender her. She did it to herself. If you're going to go trans, then commit to it 100%. Get facial feminization surgery. If the ladyboys in Thailand can do it, then so can you. Up next, this woman is monogamous, yet her boyfriend is polyamorous. And also her baby daddy. She says it's hard putting up with it. Okay, but why is she settling for this? Maybe for the sake of the child. I don't know, but odds are that more women in the future are going to have to share just one man as more men continue to go their own way. Remember what Levi Nick says. If he's good enough for you, then he's good enough for a few. For some reason, women love unfaithful men. It makes them think that they're high value if they can score other cooches. Number 17, looks like the elites are slowly sharing what the next move in their agenda is. That it's time to reconsider the ultimate taboo, cannibalism. They say that ancient humans ate each other for over compassionate reasons. I can see the Canadian government giving people who want to end themselves the option to be spit roasted over hot coals. And then fed to Ellen DeGeneres and her friends. Eventually they'll try and normalize cannibalism too. Moving on, this schizophrenic African immigrant ended three strangers in Nottingham because mental health workers feared detaining him would be racist. There's no way the West is voting its way out of this insanity. It's gonna get so bad that people eventually fight it or they leave. Until then, more whites will be sacrificed on the altar of diversity to prove the West isn't racist. Until one day whites are racist again, and then they'll be hell to pay. Hopefully I won't be around to see it. Number 19, people are wondering if what Japan did, banning halal, mosques, call to prayer and street praying, should actually be done in Canada. Of course, everywhere in the West. More importantly, cut off the welfare funding and spending, and then when they break the law to survive, deport them. Incompatible cultures do not assimilate. They conquer and shitify your country. Will the West follow in their Sailor Moon footsteps before it's too late? Up next, remember, this is the message to all the wage slaves out there. You only have a few more years to get rich if you believe that AI is going to take all the jobs. Eduardo wonders if AI makes human labor obsolete, then who decides who gets to eat? The algorithm, of course. But seriously, if AI did all the thinking and working, it means that the cost of goods and production services would rapidly approach the price of zero. We could all be living like millionaires, and millionaires could be living like billionaires. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Number 21, only 269 new homes sold in January in the Toronto area, which is the lowest since 1981. What do you expect with the 18-year business cycle quickly coming to an end? There was trouble back in 2008, which is 18 years ago. And there was also trouble back in 1990 as well. Usually oil and commodities like gold tend to rise near the end. There's a crash and then the whole thing resets and slowly rises from the ashes over the next few years. I'm ready and have all my short positions set. Moving on, this trans woman demands a public apology after a delivery driver dropped off her food and said, "Have a good one, boss." Boss is a gender-neutral term. so it's not about correct pronouns. It's about humiliating a lowly delivery driver. People are fed up with this, and they'll just use people's name or just say hi and bye so they don't actually have to go through this nonsense anymore. That trans woman is probably pissed off because the transition didn't work like it was supposed to. Number 23, this female police officer says her body count jumped from 0 to 100 after joining the force. Looks like Megan Hall has some competition. She slept with half her force and it was 7 to 8 coppers. How come this one isn't being kicked off the force too? Maybe the force doesn't want to be accused of racism or something. Then again, maybe she's sleeping with the criminals in the lockup. Too bad we won't know. Up next, going back to the theme of the 18-year business and real estate cycle, the searches for can't sell house have reached all-time highs. Can't wait to buy a super cheap place in Florida, maybe. Homes there are already 2 to 3 times cheaper than in Canada, and if Mr. Market treats me well, I'll become a snowbird. But Orlando is out of the question, as it's too busy and I love the redneck Riviera more, but unfortunately it's too cold for my skin. I'll have to keep looking. People better get ready for economic decline with rising interest rates. Stagflation time. Number 25 and the last one here is proof that women will destroy you. This is one of the most feared cartel bosses, and all it took was the OnlyFans model he spent his last 24 hours with to rat him out. If he had only controlled his lust, he would still be alive. He should have gone meth monk mode, and he'd still be here. Unfortunately, this isn't the woman that ratted him out, but his girlfriend Guadalupe Morena Carrillo. Maybe she did it because he was giving the attention to this woman instead. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoyed this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.